The one thing that surprised me and it was different was that in 2012 there were more users during the weekend, and in 2013 there were more users during the week. So that was opposite. That was somewhat surprising. It also, I think, is an indication that this is a park that is used every single day. It doesn't matter whether it's weekend or a weekday. It's not your typical park that is used during the weekend and used later during the day. It's used continuously by a whole bunch of different people.
I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear you call it a park.
And that's a question, right? And that's one of the questions that I think you need to ask yourself. Is it a park or is it a transportation corridor? Is it a trail? What do you consider it for? Of course, it's part of Boise's Parks and Rec Department. They're responsible for this. So we think of it as a park, maybe. Then you find during the week there's a lot of people that use it for commuting. And what we found interesting this time was that we thought it wouldn't be used as much for transportation during the weekend. And what we found this time was that people do actually use it during the weekend for transportation. They run errands and they go out for lunch, or they go to the market, or they do other things, but they use the greenbelt to get there.
Instead of a road.
Right.
What else are they using it for?
A lot of people are exercising. People are walking their dogs, of course. Within the weekend, there's more what I would call recreational uses. You see slightly more families, and you don't see that as much during the week. I mean, you still see a very significant amount of people that are doing these kind of things, but there is a difference between what you see during the week and during the weekend.
Describe to me the average user of the Greenbelt.
I think the Greenbelt is one of those places where you cannot say that. And I think most parks you can kind of describe. I live near Quarry View Park. It's a park where you see families with children. And those are the people that use it. The Greenbelt is used by almost everybody. From a commuter to a family with children, from somebody who was just kind of hiking and walking the dog, to somebody who's a serious athlete and running. So I think you see this large variety of different users.
And yet you found some commonalities. I noticed in your report that a lot of people who use the Greenbelt have college education.
That's true. And I think part of that is that, you know, its location, it's, you know, and its connection with Boise State. But yeah, there's clearly a very high percentage of people have a college education.
What's the future for the Greenbelt? What did folks say in the survey?
It was the same as last year. I think that's one of the things that is consistent. People like to see improvements in the service. What was really interesting is there seemed to be a difference between people that use it for recreation, purely for recreation, or people that are biking. And people that are biking clearly are more interested about improvements in the service, while those people that use it for recreation are also interested for amenities, additional restrooms, water fountains, those kind of things.
From a big picture standpoint, why is the Greenbelt important to Boise?
I think people underestimate the value of the Greenbelt. I think the Greenbelt is not only a tremendous resource that is used by a lot of people every day. I think it's also something that attracts people to Boise. I came from Florida, and one of the things that really attracted me about Boise was the fact that there was a Greenbelt and that I could probably bike to work. So I think it has an economic impact. Now, one of the things that is really interesting is when you ask people about the Greenbelt, they will tell you it's a great resource for the community. This is one of the reasons I came here. This is one of the reasons I love this place. They just love the Greenbelt. It's one of the things that I love about Boise. And I think the city might not always realize what a tremendous asset it is and how unique it is. I can tell you, if they would have had a Greenbelt where I came from that was only half the length, they would have been bragging about it. And here we just kind of accept it as something that's there. And as a planner, it's really interesting to see, you know, I think it was first mentioned in 1965 in a plan, and look at what it is now. You know, how from this idea that people had a long, long time ago, and then see what it ultimately has become and, you know, what it might become in the future.